Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, August 13th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Before we get going today, just a quick programming note to say that we will be on summer break next week, so no new episodes of 95 Mac Daily next week, but we'll be back on Monday, August 23rd with a full week of Apple News. Anyway, first off today, Apple has made a small but notable change to the job title of veteran Apple executive Eddie Q. Eddie Q joined Apple in 1989 and has long served as the company's senior vice president of internet software and services. This week, however, that job title has been changed to emphasize Apple's ever-increasing focus on services. According to an update to Apple's leadership website, Eddie Q's new title is just Senior Vice President of Services. The internet software part of things has been dropped completely. Apple has also made some tweaks to Q's job description to emphasize his focus on things like Apple Card, Apple Music, and Apple TV Plus, and removing mentions of older platforms such as iTunes. Apple says, quote, Eddie oversees the full range of Apple services, including Apple Music, Apple News, Apple Podcasts, the Apple TV app, and Apple TV Plus, as well as Apple Pay, Apple Card, Maps, Search Ads, Apple's iCloud services, and Apple's productivity and creativity applications. End quote. A profile from The Information in 2018 shed more light on Q's growing areas of focus at Apple. The profile described Eddie Q as someone who is well-respected inside Apple as a leader, but someone who is also overextended to the point that he sometimes falls asleep in meetings. But regardless, Q is reported to have been instrumental in Apple's growing push towards services, working closely on the launches of things like Apple Music and Apple TV+. In other news today, as it continues to face pushback both from sources outside the company and from its own employees, Apple has tasked Craig Federighi with the responsibility of defending Apple's new CSAM detection feature and iMessage communication safety features that were first announced last week. Federighi has sat down for a new interview with The Wall Street Journal, in which he admits that the simultaneous announcement of the messages protections for children and CSAM detection features has caused customer confusion and that Apple could have done a better job at communicating these new initiatives. Federighi reiterates that the CSAM scanning technology only applies to photos set to be uploaded to iCloud and is disabled completely if iCloud Photos is not in use. Federighi says, quote, We wish that this had come out a little more clearly because we feel positively and strongly about what we're doing and we can see that it has been widely misunderstood, end quote. The CSAM feature will use cryptographic hashes to detect known child sexual abuse material. Apple has also set a minimum threshold for the number of instances of content that is flagged before the account is reported to Apple for human review and then ultimately reported to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Apple had not previously specified what this threshold is, but in today's interview, Federighi said that it's something on the order of 30 known pornographic images matching. And when asked whether Apple is essentially giving government a back door through this implementation of this feature, Federighi explains that this is not at all the case, and that Apple designed the system with multiple levels of auditing so the system cannot be misused. And as for why Apple chose right now to launch these new features, Federighi says Apple did this because they've simply figured it out. As in, they worked out a way to offer CSAM protections while maintaining the privacy of its devices. The new child safety features will roll out later this year, and you can watch Craig Federighi's full interview with The Wall Street Journal at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View, a new application for iPhone and Apple Watch from Fun Media, the creators of many other popular applications such as Calorie and Waterminder. Fitness View is an all-new application that takes data from your Apple Watch and the Apple Health application and makes it easy to drill down into more detail about that data, including trends, goals, heart rate graphs, and much more. You can configure goals for every statistic in the Settings tab of the application, including things like steps, calories, caffeine, and more. One of my favorite features of Fitness View is the Workouts tab that shows all of your recent Apple Health workouts, with details on things like heart rate through the warm-up, fat burn, cardio, and peak stages of the workout. Fitness View also features a dedicated application for Apple Watch, support for home screen widgets on your iPhone, and so much more. You can get started with Fitness View today to take your Apple Watch and Apple Health data to the next level by hitting the link in the show notes below. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to celebrate this Friday.
All of today's best Apple-friendly deals are now live as we're heading into the weekend. Headlined by Best Buy kicking off its 3-day anniversary sale that's discounting a selection of the latest Apple releases, 4K TVs, smart home gear, and more. Headlining all of the price cuts is the Apple AirPods Max for $470 in all of the different styles. Down from the usual $549 going rate, today's offer is one of the lowest we've seen to date and matching the second best price at either Amazon or Best Buy. Amazon's new AirPods Max bring many of the features that have been a staple in its true wireless earbuds lineup to an over-ear design that's backed by the H1 chip. Alongside stellar active noise cancellation and support for spatial audio, you're also looking at 20-hour playback, Hey Siri support, and a premium design comprised of aluminum, a knit mesh canopy up top, and memory foam ear cushions. We found them to be a compelling yet pricey offering in our hands-on review, though today's deal certainly helps with the latter. Another notable discount is that Daily Steals is offering Apple's official MagSafe charger for $29. Normally fetching $39, you're looking at one of the lowest prices yet on the first-party accessory, alongside 26% in savings and the second-best discount to date that comes within $1 of the all-time low. MagSafe launched last fall as arguably the most defining feature of the iPhone 12 series devices, with the ability to recharge your handset at 15 watts without having to plug in a cable. Magnetically snapping to the back of your device, it provides all of the perks of a cord without the inconvenience of being tethered to the charger in quite the same way. You'll find all the other best discounts as we head into the weekend over at 9to5toys.com, and make sure you give us a follow over on Twitter at 9to5toys as well.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. And again, just a reminder that we are on summer vacation next week, but we'll be back as usual the following week. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it is extremely helpful to us if you leave us a 5-star rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can keep up with all of the latest Apple news 24/7 on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday, August 23rd for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.